Stock, this is dictating on William Pulver. William Pulver is Pulver, P as in Paul, Pulver, Pulver. William, Willie. Date of birth is 12/27/29. Date of visit is 10/3/23. Bring a copy for Dr. Paul Garcia, Garcia, Paul, Paul. Next, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Paul, thank you for sending William Pulver for primary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 93-year-old male who has a past history of COPD, has been short of breath with orthopnea, and has been treated for pneumonia earlier this year. The patient apparently has had a left lobe of infiltrate as well as a left lobe effusion and has had previous thoracentesis done. The patient was most recently seen in August and was given on oral lice. Was given oral Lasix and was advised to follow up with a cardiologist. And also had a pulmonary evaluation done. His chest X-ray on 8/1/23 showed a left pleural effusion with left lower lobe airspace disease and a band-like opacity in the left upper lobe, which may suggest scarring. Prior to that, the patient has had CAT scans of the chest done and a CT chest done on 6/8/23 showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, and there was left lower lobe atelectasis as well as a small right and a moderate left effusion with passive atelectasis of the left lower lobe, period. There was a 5 millimeter lung nodule in the lingula. Next paragraph. Can you please also add, the patient presently denies any chest pains. He has not lost any weight, and he does have mild leg swelling. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for history for knee surgery and lumbar disc surgery at L4 and 5. He also had a history for prostate cancer with radiation therapy. He had a history of prostate cancer but has not received any specific therapy and is being observed, period. He has had hypertension. Patient also has hyperlipidemia. And he has had skin cancers removed. Paragraph. Habits. The patient was a prior smoker. Pank Verde for about 15 years and subsequently smoked cigars for over 30 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Lives with his wife. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of leukemia. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Complaints of fatigue. No significant weight loss. He has glaucoma. Nice hoarseness. Nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency. And he has asthmatic symptoms and cough. Has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling and palpitations. He has no depression or anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He denies headaches, seizures, or numbness to the extremities, and has no memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Dorzolamide eye drops and latanoprost eye drops. And aspirin 1 daily. Next, paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, thinly built white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 140 over 70. Pulse 88, respiration 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 156, saturation 95. HeNT norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Scleroid clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising, the thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Crackles heard at the lung basis, more on the left, with the wheezes scattered. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD. Number 2 is left pleural effusion. And number 3 is CHF and ASHD. Number 4, atelectasis. Left base. And number 5, history of hypertension. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a ultrasound examination of the left chest. To evaluate for effusions. And it will also get a complete pulmonary function study and a 2D echocardiogram. A copy of his recent chest CT will be obtained. And the patient will see the cardiologist this week. He was advised to continue with diuretic therapy, including Lasix 20 milligrams a day. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Dr. Pablo Garcia, P-A-B-L-O Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, M-D. Thank you.